As many of us know, it is getting pricey to rent a place. Here's one stat from South Florida. In Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach, rents last fall were 36% higher than the previous year. 36. What's driving it? Well, a surge in transplants from other states means a lot of people chasing the same rental units. Danny Rivero of member station WLRN reports.
Stephanie Cawley is struggling to figure out where she'll live in the next few months.
We are in my efficiency in Liberty City, Miami, where I pay $900 a month for, and if I renew my lease for after May, it will be $1,100.
Her 250-square-foot unit sits just feet away from a busy road in one of Miami's most crime-ridden neighborhoods. Shootings happen all the time nearby. And this used to be a business space, until the landlord made it into an efficiency.
Yeah, it has its problems.
Stephanie wondered what could provoke a 22% rent increase. She says she asked her landlord about it.
She was like, well, you're in a hot spot. I'm about 8 minutes away from like Wynwood, and I'm like 10 to 15 minutes away from the airport. It's a hot spot for people to live that travel and things like that. So that's why the rent has to go up.
She works for a temp agency, and she already puts almost half her pay into rent. But she says she could cough up a little bit more money if it means getting a bigger place for her two kids, both of whom have autism. So Stephanie started looking for a new place to rent last October. And even though she does odd jobs on the side, money's still tight, making it impossible to save, which makes moving to a cheaper part of the state out of the question.
If I don't find a place by like March or April, I'll just have to renew because I have to have a place for my kids. So yeah, I would just probably stay here and endure it another year.
And Kali isn't alone on this. Last month, residents in a working-class neighborhood of the majority Cuban city of Hialeah protested a rent increase of up to 65% for some tenants in one building. The new developer who bought the building and hiked up the rents did not respond to requests for comment. Daniel Abelsierra is a truck driver who lives there. He says there needs to be a cap on rent, depending on the area. Florida law restricts local governments from imposing rent controls, with certain exceptions. This month, the Miami Beach City Commission approved an ordinance requiring landlords to notify tenants at least 60 days in advance if the rent hike is greater than 5%. 24-year-old Rachel Ruby has lived in the Hialeah building her entire life with her Nicaraguan mother. She organized the protest.
We don't have anywhere else to go. Our like option would be to move in with my aunt for the meantime to see if we can find something. But like, it's basically like being houseless.
I think we're going to see a lot more kids and a lot more elders become homeless. I think you're going to see quality of life deteriorate and people are going to be stressed and there's going to be greater poverty.
Annie Lord is the executive director of Miami Homes for All, an advocacy group that aims to eliminate homelessness, especially in the Miami area.
I don't know if there's going to be an instant tipping point or if there will be some kind of gradual impact, but if we do nothing, I can't see how we avoid that.
Lord says local governments and the state government need to put significantly more funding into building new homes for people on the lowest end of the economic ladder. That's because a lot of housing dollars and policies go towards developing so-called workforce housing for professionals like teachers and firefighters, and not the poorest. Other major metropolitan areas saw rent hikes of 30% and higher, including New York City and Portland, Oregon. And according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, rent across the country is expected to rise another 10% as the year continues. In South Florida, the surge of newcomers has only made the situation worse for the working poor, since increased competition has driven rental rates up. Lord fears this can have a big impact on the regional economy.
This is a significant element of our workforce. And how does that economy get driven?
Keisha Guyden lived and worked in Broward County until last May. That's when the duplex she was living in was sold, leaving her no other choice but to move out. She moved back in with her parents and is sleeping in her childhood bedroom.
I'm with my two children. They're full-time college students, and they're sleeping on the couch, and I'll sleep in the bedroom.
Keisha has a Section 8 voucher, but even with that voucher, which is guaranteed rent money for any landlord, Keisha is still having trouble finding somewhere to live. And many of the applications she's putting in force her to spend money just to be considered as a tenant.
For me to qualify, ready to listen to this? Every person over 18 will have to pay $250, non-refundable. It's three of us over 18.
That's $750 just to be considered. And Keisha has been unemployed for a few months now.
I'm starting to see if I don't get any help, I may have to move up north where it's cheaper.
That would mean moving up the coast and away from her family. But it could also mean getting her children off the couch and into their own rooms. For Here and Now, I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.